second?
All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Am I supposed to do that?
That just records you.
Public participation, I see none. So the brief that I have this evening, I think, will be especially applicable near the end of the meeting. Under Ohio Revised Code Section 3375.41C, where it talks about contracts requiring a bidding procedure, subsection C states, the sealed bid shall be opened by the next meeting of the board, shall be publicly read by the fiscal officer, and shall be entered in full on the records of the board, provided that the board, by resolution, may provide for the public opening and reading of the bids by the fiscal officer immediately after the time for their filing has expired at the usual place of meeting of the board, and for the tabulation of the bids and report of the tabulations to the board at the next meeting. I don't know where we left off. I'll read the part that's going to be most apropos for us this evening. Provided that the board, by resolution, may provide for the public opening and reading of the bids by the fiscal officer immediately after the time for their filing has expired at the usual place of meeting of the board, and for the tabulation of the bids and a report to the tabulation to the board at its next meeting. So that's going to be something that we're going to be addressing later on in our meeting. But I think it's a procedure we followed in the past. But in fact, there is a statutory authorization to do what we have been doing. So fiscal officer's report.
Just took my microphone. We have the October financial report, the bank reconciliation, the check register, month-to-date, year-to-date fund and bank report, the end-of-month balancing report. We have the PLF report. We have the housekeeping resolutions, the unneeded obsolete inventory, and the supplemental check register. We also have the revenue and expense comparisons year to date. As Ernie mentioned, we have an additional resolution when we get to those tonight about the bidding. Some of our updates and report from the fiscal office. Debbie is on vacation, so I'm going to give it to you. The budget process is underway. We're participating in budget meetings with department heads and the director and assistant director. Debbie and I both attended the Library Fiscal Officer 102 workshop. We've been preparing for end-of-year payroll reporting. I completed a webinar training titled Tips for Leaders to Set Boundaries with Their Teams. We have some operational updates. I have been participating in HR specialist interviews. Is this the wrong one?
Yeah.
Oh, for goodness sakes, I apologize.
It sounded familiar.
You've heard all that before. Let's go on.
That was on my screen.
That's a recap of last month. I apologize. Go on to this one.
Okay. Good refresher.
The third quarter federal 941 and ODJFF reports were completed and submitted. Debbie, the deputy, participated in the health fair. We both attended the Staff Development Day. Debbie attended a webinar titled Resilience, Burnout, and Self-Care. We both attended WebEx meetings regarding E-rate refunding from Spectrum. We had a meeting with a budgeting software group that would like for us to look at that. I've been attending insurance meetings for the open enrollment, helping with getting that regarding our health coverage. The budget meetings with department managers are wrapping up. We participated in the building and IS work group to look at the upcoming expected capital expenditures. That was a meeting. I participated in the facility manager interviews. Our documentation is continuing, and we've attended managers and support department meetings. Thank you, Chris. Sorry about that. Does anybody have any questions? Thank you.
That budget software, what was that about?
It's a budgeting software that some other libraries, I know Midpoint for one uses it, Midpoint Public Library. It helps gather the information all in one spot so everyone can see it instead of having to run reports each time you want to go in and say for facilities, they have a certain subset of the object codes that they use, so they have to run reports on each one of those to determine what their current expenses were, what their five-year expenses were, things like that. It does that kind of up-to-date for you. It runs in conjunction with our financial software, so it has those documents kind of ready. So you would just push a button, and they would pop up instead of having to wait for them all to run. It has some really neat features. It's a little expensive, but it's something to consider looking at later, maybe for, you know, further down the line.
Okay. Anyone have any other questions? So is there a motion to accept the October 25 financial reports as presented?
So moved.
And is there a second?
Second.
First and second. Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes. We have the October bills to be paid. Those are we need a motion to pay those bills.
So moved.
Okay. Is there a second?
Second.
Lori? Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. And we need a motion to pay the Anthem bill for October 2025.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Director's report.
Thank you. I'll receive my report. Just an update. I did send you this afternoon an OLC email about the current budget pieces. As of now, the House Bill 137 has not gone to the full House for a vote. If you haven't reached out to Reps Byrd or Schmidt, please do so. Moving on to the next section, I'm proud to say we have filled the New Richmond Felicity Supervisor position with an internal hire, the Goshen Manager position with an internal hire, and our Facilities Manager position with an internal hire. So, of course, that will create the trickle-down effect, but we are excited to move people forward. Those just came out today, so names will be shared once we get that all public, but I just want to let you know those got filled. It's nice to be moving forward on that. As you noticed when you sat down, you got to see your board website with your information on it. If there are any corrections, we'll arrange with Dot to get that updated. Moving to the next section, our mission and of supporting our community and their usage of the library, we're moving forward with our pilot of separating the juvenile nonfiction and adult nonfiction collections, and that's happened at a couple of branches now, three so far, I believe. And then we had a meeting about the card options. So right now we have the Three for Me cards, and we have the standard all-access cards. So now we'll be adding a kids card and a teen card that don't have the limits of the Three for Me, but have the limit of the material types. So there's a lot of setting those things up in the ILS, so we'll be working with IS to make that happen. So we're making good progress on that. I attended a library con. Dot was amazing in costume. Lots of staff participated and dressed up in costume, and the CED department was extremely well represented. I think everybody was there from the department, and we had a great time. And it was really good to see the increase in attendance has been recovering since COVID every year, and we made a pretty significant jump from 130-something last year to 180-something this year. So, and it's getting so much easier to enter the branch right now. I mean, the construction, the flyover isn't completed, but you can cross Lanesti Withamsville without too much difficulty. Jumping to the last section, the Imagination Library, we had an in-person steering committee meeting, which we haven't met in person for a long time. So it was nice to see people and talk. And I just wanted you to put on your calendar that on April 8th of 2026, we will be featured in Little Miami Brewing's Give Back Wednesday. And you do not have to partake in a brew there. You can have, they have delicious pizza and salads and
it's not pop.
And soda, yes, yes, you can drink water. But if you come and partake in what they have to offer on April 8th, a portion of those funds will go to the Imagination Library of Norman County. So I am going to turn this over to Andrea, who has a report on both American 250 and an exciting update on the strategic plan. Andrea's done a fabulous job on this, and I'm excited to share, excited for her to share the plan.
Thank you. Well, I'm excited that I was able to include a draft of the strategic plan overview in this month's board packet. And as I previously mentioned, this centers on the community survey that we held earlier this year and going through that data and finding out people love what the library offers. They're just not fully aware of everything we do offer. So this strategic plan centers on increasing that awareness of the library's services so that all residents understand and can benefit from the library's full range of services and programs and materials. It was exciting to work with a team of staff on this, like as part of our internal standards of collaborate and communicate. It was able, with Chris's guidance, we worked through a team on this to review the survey and then put into plan what you're seeing as the strategic plan overview. Another point is that we refresh the values. So largely what we do as a library doesn't change year to year, strategic plan to strategic plan, but refreshing the values brings it a little bit more up to date. So to walk you through it, we've included the mission, which again is that fostering that lifelong learning by providing resources that inform, programs that engage, and ideas that inspire. The first value is it was access. We've changed it to accessibility, and then have the goal of increasing awareness for community members to easily discover and access the library resources and services, and then provided strategies for doing that. The companion document to this is that for the staff, it expands on those strategies and action steps that they can take. And talking to Chris about this, this is a framework and it's a guiding document for all staff system-wide to know what we're doing as a library so that we're all moving in the same direction and moving forward. So that's really important to me as the assistant director and working on this plan, that we're all working as one team, moving the library forward. So the next value is learning. It was previously education. position the library as a trusted partner and hub for learning at every stage of life. Again, that's what we've been doing. It's just getting the word out to more of our residents. Transparency, it was previously integrity. So to strengthen that community trust through proactive communication, transparent decision-making, and responsible stewardship. Service became support on this new strategic plan of delivering exceptional service experience so that empower, engage, and connect all who visit the library. And then belonging, which was previously diversity, so to make every guest feel as they're a valued part of the library community, because we do value our library guests and what they do for also spreading the word. I always talk about it's easy to, when you have more people advocating for the library, it makes like Dot's job in community engagement that much easier. When we have people that come into library programs and hear, well, they have notary at the library, and then they go to their bridge club and they tell people, oh yeah, did you know the library has notary? That helps us spread the word. So very important that everyone feels valued at the library. So if you have questions about this, we can email them to Chris, and then we can work on them. And then I'd like to present the strategic plan at the December meeting for board approval. So that's like the next step of you have the document to review and add questions or feedback with the intention of approving it at the December board meeting.
I know one of the things, this idea of telling more and getting more people knowing, that's been something that I've thought about and kind of talked about quite a bit. I actually was in a meeting with somebody from the county, not the government, but somebody who's very involved in a lot of different things, and we were talking about scheduling a meeting, and he said, well, let's just go to Panera and we can meet there. And I thought, wait a minute, why don't we have the meeting at the library? Because they've always had meeting rooms there. And he said, what? And this was somebody who is well known in the community and is involved in a lot of different things. So there are places where we can infiltrate, if you will,
right,
with people who you wouldn't even think would need to be receive that communication. So this looks promising.
Thank you.
Any other thoughts or comments?
I think it looks great. I'm excited to see it finally.
Thank you. I am too. Lisa, our graphic designer, is working on the layout. So, and then the other part, America 250. So I shared in the director's report that the America 250 programs that are being planned by the library are getting added to the Visitors Bureau's website, so they have a calendar for America 250 events, so that creates a little bit wider exposure for our programs. So those are getting loaded in as our programs are getting planned, and I included the link in the director's report. And then additionally, we have some subcommittees comprising of staff that are planning programs that are going to happen throughout 2026 that fit those monthly themes. So there's an author event in May, local sports in September, and the visit of vehicles happening a couple times, April, October, and November. And then the Williamsburg murals being dedicated December 5th at 4 p.m., and it's the same day that the branch will host its holiday open house, so they have that holiday walk in Williamsburg. So another mark your calendar for December 5th.
I think that mural present dedication is going to present an opportunity to show off the library, but let more people know about the kinds of things. Ed was saying that somebody has a picture of the mural now with some people standing next to it, and it's really get an idea. I was trying to explain to somebody in a meeting about how big that thing is. Man, it almost runs the full length of that wall over there.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be a really good plug for the village, but also for the library.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I've got touch on just the rest of the documents in your packet under the director's report is that OLC regional meeting, just some supplemental material for you. And again, the letters, I emailed those out last month, but they're in your packet. And then I think this was asked for late back at the October meeting, the...
It actually was a September meeting.
September meeting. But it's done, and it looks really good, and I think it really helps the board understand what kind of upcoming costs may be occurring and when we may be expecting them. So it not only includes facilities, we worked with facilities a lot on this at first, and then brought IS in later, and they quickly added their information too, and really helps us organize, helps you be informed, and gives you an indication of what kind of capital expenses will be coming up. So, any questions about that?
Appreciate that. Thank you.
You're welcome. And then also, this report from the Dolly Parton's Imagination Library, and just an update on that. Statistics continue to look good. I wanted to comment the fact that if you were following this earlier in the year, our Search Ohio, which is basically interlibrary loan across the state, they were getting a new catalog system, a new ILS, basically, and that shut everything down. And it has not come up as they expected it to come up, but a couple weeks ago, and it failed. And it's probably going to be 2026 January before they work out some of the kinks. So the fact that we've been able to maintain our circulation without lending and borrowing those materials, I think is good. We have participated in some interlibrary loan throughout this, but nothing like we would as if we were in Search Ohio. So I think we're doing really well with that. So that's, I think, it for the director's report, unless you have any questions.
Questions? Comments? So the next thing on the on our agenda is the board officer nominating committee. I've spoken with Jenny and with regard to who she wanted to appoint to that committee, and she would like to appoint Ms. Buck as the chair, Ms. Sluter, and Mr. Humphrey as the members. Is that fine with everybody?
Yep. Did you say the names again? I heard Humphrey, but... And Schluter?
And Bach.
Bach.
Oh, Bach. Okay. Sorry, you guys.
Sorry. Bach.
Okay, new business. We have Resolution 2025, acceptance of gifts to the library, donations as listed. Is there a motion?
So moved.
And a second?
Second. Bach.
Discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion passes. Resolution passes. Resolution 2025, disposal of unneeded or obsolete library inventory. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
And discussion? We have a roll call, please.
Mr. Ramos?
Yes.
Ms. White?
Yes.
Ms. Kosika?
Yes.
Mr. Humphrey?
Yes.
Ms. Bach?
Yes.
Ms. Schluter?
Yes.
Resolution carries. Next meeting is December the 18th, 2025.
Actually, you've got the old agenda.
What?
You might have the old agenda.
I have the additional resolution.
Oh, that's right. Sorry.
But it's the 15th, not the 18th.
Even the new one, it's the 15th?
It is.
Thank you. Okay, we have a third resolution. Resolution 2025-28, resolution to open bids on the Bethel roof recover. Would you like to discuss that or explain what we're trying to do with this resolution?
This, as you had spoke to earlier in your brief, gives me permission to open the bids and present them to the board, so they don't have to wait until the next board meeting to even open them. We have done this in the past, so I kind of followed suit with this one from what we had done previously.
Very well. Is there a motion to pass that resolution?
So moved.
Second?
Bach. Second.
Discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Resolution carries. Now, Next meeting is December the 15th.
That is correct. Sorry about that typo.
And anything else for the cause? No.
I wanted to again thank Dot and everybody who participated in the commercial. I've been seeing it a lot on some of the streaming, and it's a really cool to get to see it. It's so exciting when it pops up, and that's it's really neat to have that. So thank you, everybody who participated. As they say, Coca-Cola still advertises, and everybody knows who they are. We should.
That's a good point.
What's one of your favorite parts?
Do you have a list of where that will show up on which streaming services?
We know it's been showing up on Tubi a lot.
Tubi.
Where else have you seen it? Anywhere else?
I've seen it on Sling.
On Sling?
Uh-huh.
If we're paying for advertising, they usually provide you a list of where they will be.
They did. They provided a list of many. Mm-hmm. But I could write to them and find out which ones it actually has shown on.
Okay. Or give me the list of many.
Okay.
If that's where they said it would be, it should be on all of those. Or did they say it could be on?
Could be, and it would be on a certain number. I forgot what the number was.
Okay.
It definitely would be on a certain number.
If you can broadcast to the trustees what they said they would do.
Yes, sure.
That would be good.
Yeah. It's really cool to get to see your coworkers and people sit, you know, their play acting, of course, pretending to be using the library, but it is so cool to see them, and it's really neat.
Lisa Breithaupt in her hand.
Yeah.
I think that's one of my favorite parts of the program.
I've actually seen two different versions of it, the 15-second one and the 30-second one.
Oh, I haven't seen the longer one. I've only seen the shorter one. It's really cool, though.
Okay, anything else? Is there a motion?
I make a motion we adjourn.
Mr. Humphrey, second.
Second.
Everybody else wants to stay, Ed.
No, it's okay.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion to adjourn passes.
I think this is the fastest meeting on record.
It's pretty close. Yeah. We do.